They're going fantastically well. We read again this morning the harder line that Michael Checker might be taking than other coaches of the countries involved, but it's all working for the Wallabies. George Gregan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Very well. How's your golf, first up?
Yeah, needs a bit of work. I've only had one game, so hopefully now that it's settled down, it's in the playoff stage, I might be able to sneak out a few more games, which should be good.
What have you got your eye on, course-wise?
Yeah, Scotland. Scotland looks good. Yeah, I'd like to head up to Scotland.
Nice.
St. George's looks good and a couple of others.
Yeah.
And likely there's some nice courses through in London. So, yeah, I've got a couple of courses which hopefully I can get on.
Well, I think their golf courses, George, are probably better than their rugby team. They're the rank outsiders against the Wallabies. It's going to be Monday morning our time. We'll be listening to your dulcet tones as the Wallabies do battle against Scotland. The Aussies are nice and short, but we've got a couple of doubtful starters, mate. Do you think... Folau's got the ankle injury and Pocock the calf injury. Do you think they'll play?
I think they'll play if they're ready to play 80 minutes. I think Michael Checker and obviously the coaches / medical staff will have been in a much better position to get a gauge of whether they can do that. I think if they're not able to do that, then we've got really good players. Look at what Kirtley Beale's done when he's come on. Mm. I think he'd be the replacement. I think he's been bracketed. And the same with Ben McCowman / Sean McMahon on the bench. So we have coverage, which is a great thing. And you need it. They've always said that you need a really strong squad of 31 players who are prepared to step in at any moment, and we could do that. And if it means that they go in and do the job and allow the Wallabies to perform well and hopefully get through to a semi-final, then you also have two fresh guys who will be really, really keen to play next week.
We're talking a lot about the physicality, George, and that's been a name we've used over the years a lot. Is that the main difference in the set piece? Is that, from your observation, is that what's really improved?
Yeah, I think there's always physicality in scrum time. There's definitely the technical aspect. There's also that mindset of how they want to, you know, scrummage together, and they're definitely scrummaging straight. It sounds really simplistic, doesn't it? But the Argentinian way of scrummaging is they don't try and really manipulate a side. They want a really strong, square scrum. They push through and work hard as an eight for a long period of time until they get that competitive edge and provide good quality ball. And, you know, that has been different from other Australian teams in the past who potentially have tried to manipulate sides. But, you know, well done to Murray Ledesma and all the players for buying into it.
George, are we going better than you thought, as expected?
I watched them 10 months ago when they played against England at Twickenham, and they lost. The scoreboard says 26 or 27-17. They lost by a margin, which wasn't really reflective of the game because Rob Horn dropped the try, scoring opportunity in the corner, which if he'd scored with a few moments to go, he could have kicked that goal and been in front. So I thought, hang on a minute, in 12 months' time, we'll improve our scrum and set piece will be better. Michael Checker had literally just taken over the teams. He had them for less than a month. Mm. And I'm thinking, you know, we'll improve 12 months, and that's definitely been the case. The rate of improvement has really impressed me, and just the fact that the players, you can see by that defensive effort, they're playing really hard for each other, they believe in what they're doing, and they're prepared to do whatever it takes to get the result.
Yeah, individually, their hands have been going up right the way through. Are the Scots any chance, George? I know in recent history it would suggest yes.
Yeah, I think recent history, definitely. I think it's knockout rugby in a World Cup, so it's all about getting it right on the day. And if you're a little bit off, you're on the plane home. So that'll be in the back of the mind of a number of Wallabies that have experienced that, and they don't want they don't want this generation of Wallabies to experience that. Guys like Maury, guys like Makito playing their 100th Test match, still
awesome,
pass that on those terrible memories from 2007. So I think the Wallabies will be up for this contest, and if they perform and improve on what they've done in the last couple of weeks, then they should get through. But Scotland won't be. Scotland are there to. They're a proud rugby nation. They'll be there to compete really, really hard and maybe sneak one over the Wallabies.
George, who do we play in the semi-final? Ireland or Argentina?
So Gary's got a done deal. So Wallabies should get through. And I reckon it's the hardest game of the World Cup tournament, to be fair. Mm. And answering your question, I think Argentina. I think Ireland, rather, haven't dealt with any serious injuries until this week, and the injuries have been to key players, Sexton, and then obviously O'Connell, and then the suspension of Sean O'Brien, who's a really experienced player, British and Irish line. I think that might be just a bridge too far when it comes to these big months, because Argentina are a really good team, and they pushed the All Blacks for 60 minutes in the first game at Wembley.
George, I know you've got to get somewhere quickly, mate, so thanks for your time.
No problem at all, guys. Enjoy.